Hi, it's Dr. Jenna Glover here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. Thanks so much for having me as your guest host during Pride Week. I really enjoyed sharing my work on dialectical thinking with you. I know it can be a bit heady at times, but it's so important. And I think it can really help LGBTQ+ communities live their best lives. Today, I'm going to talk about how to balance different states of mind, or mind states. For example, there is a rational mind, an emotional mind, and it's important to help them coexist. Maybe you'll find yourself in a terrible mood before giving an important presentation, so finding balance before that is important because you need to perform. In short, understanding mind states is another way to help us navigate our complicated lives. Every day we are faced with different decisions that we have to make, and we are also receiving a myriad of information. And all of that is happening while we are in one of three different mind states. At any given time, we might find ourselves in what is known as rational or reasonable mind. And this mindset is really focused on logic. It's about problem solving and looking at the facts, and it doesn't really take into consideration your feelings or how other people feel. The second mind state is known as emotion mind. Oftentimes, it's impulsive, and it disregards facts and logic. Finally, the middle where these two converge is known as wise mind. This is where we are able to see the facts of a situation while simultaneously also understanding our emotional responses to that same situation. Wise mind is the place where we experience the concept of intuition. It's the place where we are able to access our wisdom and all the things that we have learned in life and know. Within the LGBTQ+ community, being able to access wise mind is incredibly important. One of the things we've talked about in previous episodes is how we have to encounter a lot more stressful situations in any given day unexpectedly, and so it can be particularly easy for us to slip into emotion mind when we are faced with more stressful or unexpected situations. And knowing how you act and respond in emotion mind can help you start to recognize how I can take steps to the center to get to wise mind. Additionally, we may have the tendency to overcorrect and to distance ourselves from emotional experience because we can encounter more stressors in a day. We can too often rely on rational mind as the most effective way to cope and really cut ourselves out of our emotions. Wise mind allows us to come to that center space where we are able to validate who we are, and we can honor and effectively cope with the difficulties we experience. We can be fully in our joy. And when we have adversity, we can sit with that knowing that right now it's like this and it won't always be this way. I had an experience with my daughter when she was about 2 years old. She was not sleeping through the night. She would cry. She was very difficult to console. And I was fully in emotion mind. She would cry. I would walk in her room. I would be filled with anger. I would think she's doing this on purpose, although logically that wasn't true. I even had thoughts of why am I a parent? I wasn't meant to do this. Despite what I was trying to do to get to wise mind, it just wasn't happening until one day I was reading news articles and I came across a story of a family that had recently lost their 2-year-old to cancer. And I was just overwhelmed with emotion. All of a sudden, my rational mind said, there are people who would choose your pain. And my wise mind was able to help me say, this is an experience that I'm actually lucky to have. Doesn't mean that I all of a sudden started to enjoy it, but it softened my anger. And I was able to sit in that and feel so much freedom and being able to let go and say, right now it's like this. And wise mind allowed me to do that. The fundamental way that we build wise mind is first through mindfulness, the practice of paying attention on purpose. Mindfulness is so helpful in building wise mind because it allows us to stop in any given moment and notice our thoughts and our feelings. It helps us understand what mind state am I currently in through that slowing down. You can also utilize intentional practice in mindfulness to elicit wise mind. Sitting down and centering yourself and taking time to breathe in and out. On the in-breath, saying to yourself silently, wise mind in, on the out-breath, saying wise mind out. And sitting for several minutes with this particular mindfulness exercise and noticing what comes up for you. What emotions do you notice arising and what do you observe? What thoughts are there? This is one way to tap into wise mind. That's it for today. It's been an absolute pleasure to join you this week. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.